podcast has changed my life.
That is lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
This is not funny!
You know Bob Catter?
I would love to know him personally.
You don't know him personally?
You know.
Good mate of mine. He went and egged the Beatles in the 60s when they toured
Brisbane. Fuck off. Yeah. You're kidding me.
He egged the Beatles. And you know why he egged the Beatles? Is because they were, frankly, attracting too much attention from women.
And he was like, leave some for us.
Basically, yeah. But he's like, well, I don't get the big deal. Take that, you fucking idiot. Fuck you.
Dude, I feel like I like 90% of what comes out of Bob Catter's mouth or his actions. Like 90% I'm like, yes, you're the guy that we should have. And then 10% it's like, you're actually just insane. And the 10% probably, you know.
Maybe outweighs.
Yeah. But there's 90% of it where you're like, you're pretty funny and you're like, say some crazy stuff. You wear the hat. Like, I kind of like him.
I agree with the idea, the principle of politicians doing bits and being characters and going for populism a little bit more and being like famous guys. Well, I suppose having a famous thing, like he wears a hat.
It's
like more people, they need a thing. They need a tie. They need sunglasses. Why isn't there a sunglass minister? You know, they all need
cool.
a thing.
There was a minister for cool and he has to wear shades, wear a leather jacket.
Minister for cool, maybe leaning into it a bit hard.
He's like my cabinet, my portfolio is just to keep up cool in the community. We're falling behind. We are kind of falling behind, I think, in Australia. Like you go to Europe and everyone's like so much cool. We're like 2 years behind. If we got a minister for cool, they could get us, you know,
this does feel like a very Australian approach of like, yeah, just kind of leading with what they want rather than achieving it, but just calling it something. But I agree, we're behind on fashion. We're behind on climate change. You know, the climate summit in Glasgow just occurred. We're falling behind in a lot of targets.
No way. We're like 2050. We're lined up.
Yeah. My understanding of it is just we're like, we're not going to change shit, but like technology in that time is going to improve so much. It's going to like be
you
crazy.
Joke. I was talking to our friend Jen Mortimer, and she, I don't know exactly what she does, but she kind of works in energy and
climate change.
Policy, and she was like, it's pretty much bang on. Like the technology won't come from Australia, but we will just kind of catch up to what everyone else is. Everyone else will invent the technology.
Oh, that's true. But
and then we'll just go, that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she didn't seem worried at all.
Oh, I think she's worried about the climate. The person who works for a bloody think tank.
No, she was like being really chill, and she was like, "Energy is going to turn into it'll be like Wi-Fi." Like early on, it was like you know, you only got this little amount, and we're all paranoid about that. And then it just became this big thing that we don't worry about because you know, we all have unlimited data plans. This is what she was saying.
That's not bad. I mean, it is difficult because I think that's the thing with, I mean, we're hitting a lot of topics here, but I feel like climate change is, you know, the argument, it's like 99% of the scientists believe in it, right? Mm. And then there's the people who are like, climate change isn't real. Then everyone's like, listen to the scientists. The scientists know what they're talking about. And I agree with that. We should listen to the scientists. But the trouble with scientific issues like this is it's fucking complicated. So beyond listening to scientists being like, it's real, it's like, okay, but like, how sorted are we? And then it is just a vibe check when you listen to people who know about it talk. I was speaking to a friend maybe a year ago and he was like, I think it's going to be fine because 5 years ago I read the Wikipedia article for climate change.
No.
He read it, you know, it took him like 5 hours or something. He read the whole thing.
He's a climate scientist.
No.
Oh, okay, right. I was like, what?
No, it's not some scientist citing Wikipedia. Just a normal bloke, but you know, he's concerned. I've never done this. He went and he read the whole fucking thing and he was like, wasn't looking good. You know, a bit scary in there. Yeah. And then a year ago, he said he read it again. It's like, it's getting better. Like, you know, there's more.
Well, that is actually a way to kind of gauge the action and movement on it.
When there's a, you know, a new invention of a new technology, for example, like a battery that can store more power, they're going to stick that up.
Well, that's what she said. She said the real issue right now is
holding energy.
Is what we just don't have a spot to. Once we can figure out how to store the energy, then you will just see this huge shift to renewables because then, like, right now, it's like we can put all this, we could power the world with solar panels. But it's like, where the fuck do we put it all?
Exactly.
So once we sort that out, then it won't matter. And she also said a good point. She's like, she said there'll be no pushback from the public because they couldn't give a fuck where their power, like as long as there's
prices,
as long as there's power when you plug in, it's like they're not, no one's going to care.
Oh, of course.
No one's being like, I'm team, I love the coal, you know.
Well, if anything, it's the other way because people like the vibe of, I mean, solar is sexy.
Yeah, big time.
I think wind people do seem to be upset, but they don't like the visuals of the
What is it like?
The windmills?
That's I quite like it. People get depressed. Have you heard about that? It's like if you there's these people that live on farms that have big, and they all get suicidal and stuff.
Yeah,
this and they've tried to look into it. No one really can.
Seems
understand.
Like a rumor. You know what this takes me back to is fucking data and data collection.
Mm.
Which for your birthday last week we ran out and had a few beers.
That's true, yeah.
Including and, with and a friend of yours, a friend of a friend of yours, maybe.
No, he's a friend.
He's a friend of yours.
But like all birthdays, I said let's do the one thing I want to do, which is sit in a pub and talk about data collection.
Well, it was you, me. What's that guy's name, by the way?
Luke.
Luke, lovely guy who works in basically data analysis.
Yeah.
And your friend and my dad is my friend Mark, who was quite drunk.
Yeah, he remember he got two fireball shots, drank them, and was like, I have to go.
And then he whispered to you, he's like, everyone thinks I'm fucking hammered, man. I've got to go.
No, he whispered to me, he goes, they're ignoring me.
They just think I'm some drunk guy. And he's like, you just did order shots for the table. There were one too many. You had two. Maybe, yep, that could be the perception. But we were talking about data on your birthday. Sorry for, I suppose, excluding you a little bit. But this is the problem. When people go, there'll be a news article, and it'll be like, people are more depressed in, you know, X town. How have they measured that? Have they sent someone around to observe the people with binoculars and observe their behavior and write down, and maybe they'd have a list of like depressed things people do and happy things people do. It's like they haven't been skipping. They haven't been, what's another? Well, smiling, I suppose.
Smiling would be a good one. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's skipping, even just like having fun, having people over.
Having people over, I mean, having fun, but how do you measure fun, you know, if you're, like, if you're observing someone?
Well, like, I think being a recluse is considered depressive behavior.
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. Like, number of people coming around.
Mm.
But then it is the vibe of the people coming around. I reckon the gait of the people coming around, like, of just, like...
The gait?
Not the gait, sorry. Oh, but the, okay, you know, the gait is
yes,
in
G-A-I-T. Yes.
The way they walk and, like, whether they're holding... Like, if they were holding balloons, like, oh, my God. We're going to have a great time with that.
Dude, that if you didn't want people to be think you're depressed, just hold a balloon at all times.
Not more than one balloon. One balloon is quite sad, I think. But
you just put them. You could actually just put them on your letterbox at all times.
Mm.
And if anyone drove past, they'd be like, "Well, no one depressed lives in there."
Interesting. And for what purpose would you be trying to? Because you're for aware this, that there's a guy there's measuring a guy, it.
Yeah.
You don't know where he is, but there's a bloke out there.
Pop it on the thing at all You've times. Heard. You're like, I can go inside and listen to Radiohead. So it's just a
town
fine.
That wants to do well on like the Australia rankings of happiest town. They've all got balloons. They're walking around, big smiles. They're like, "When's he going to leave?"
Dude, it's so funny that you're like, "This is a hypothetical." There actually is Australia's happiest town.
Exactly,
shit that
yeah.
they pull out. They're doing this.
But that's my point, is that how do they measure it? They don't pay a guy to observe it, to kind of keep it. Obviously, the problem with that is you can't get in people's heads, but it's a bit more objective because that's the one guy I'm measuring. What they often do, they just give a survey, and then people just tick the shit that they want to tick. And who's to say they're not fucking lying? So if someone has wind farms out the, you know, 100 Ks away and they can see it and, like, the vibe in the town is they don't like it, of course they're all going to be like, oh, my God, my depression has really... Yeah, it's like, bullshit.
And mental health is huge now as well. Yeah, so
and
you
they
just
pop that
scream,
on a fucking like article and treat it like it's fact. It's like a town of, you know, 2,000 people, a few nights in the pub, and they all just are like, yeah, I'm going to fucking
let's
lie
get rid
on
of
that
these,
survey.
These windmills. Well, I guess, yeah, they don't want the windmills ultimately. They're probably blocking their view or whatever. But, I mean, it doesn't really, like, I mean, I remember.
The view's slow, like, as it's moving, it's like, I want to see there. Okay, now I can. I want to see there. No, okay, it's moving. Yeah, I can see all the shit mainly, but still, fuck off. Like, it's a distraction from what?
But, like, no one in the city cares about their plight, I don't think. Because for us... All I know is when I see the windmills, I get a real... I'm the opposite of how they... I get a real kick out of the windmills.
That's like nature to us. You know what I mean? We're so used to buildings. That's like the nicest looking, slow, lovely building.
It looks incredible. It's like ever. I go out, I'm like, I want to go to a waterfall and see the fucking windmills going around.
It is in the... Because it's elegant. It's majestic. And it kind of moves with the wind,
obviously. But I think that could... I think the thing I watched... I think I watched a Four Corners thing on it. And I think... I think they're trying to say there's a low hum that comes from the noise.
Just like...
Yeah, constantly. I might be wrong. And apparently it's like dogs can hear it.
Well, this is one of those things. If we can't agree, then it can't be.
That sounds like... That's very profound.
No, but like if people still haven't been able to figure out
you're
whether
like
there's
the mayor
a fucking
of a small
sound.
Town.
Yes. Townsfolk, please do not lie in the survey. There is no sound, I promise. We can't prove it yet.
They should in those towns that win happiest town. I assume it's just like a publicity stunt.
Mm.
But they could just work it out each year from suicide rates. It'd be like the town with the lowest suicide rate.
That's a bit of a fucking low bar. Well, Least people killing themselves.
Well, I mean, if you're in a town that was like in a really bad situation, happiest town, you'd be like, oh, that's a bit on the nose.
What if there were high suicide rates?
Yeah.
So you're imagining now an injustice.
Yeah.
It's like a scoop. If you're a journalist, you'd be like, breaking.
Yeah.
Happiest town in the world. Four people commit suicide this week. Why? It's a cover up.
It is. They've been
lying in surveys. That's why we need to. Yeah, we just need to send in a bloke to be. I mean, he'd be looking at the morgue.
Yeah.
Looking why people die. Speaking of sounds, I was talking recently about. I don't know why more people don't do this. If you're buying a house, right?
Yeah.
So this is just a few ways to basically lower property prices in an area or a specific property if you want to buy it. Because obviously property prices are very high at the moment.
Very high.
If you go to an auction, why don't you just go next door the day before, give them $2,000 and be like, I'm going to need you to just, during the auction, come out into your backyard and be like, like,
I mean,
I like to hang out every Tuesday morning at 4 a.m. and I make sounds like a chicken.
It does sound like the plot of an Adam Sandler film.
Yeah, it does.
But it does. I reckon people do it, to be honest.
Why not? And then, like, this is another one. Like a low hum.
A low hum would be
low good. Hum would be great. A smell. Just get them to, like, release some gas that just smells like a bad lagoon.
The smell would be so good.
People would be like, oh, I don't want to live here. Like, it smells like, you know, a septic tank's been leaking or something. Is there something wrong with the ground? Another one, send trucks down the road. Like, pay three different trucks at, like, 15-minute intervals during the inspection to just, like, huge trucks drive down the street. People will think it's the thoroughfare and that's where trucks go.
Yeah. Or get trucks to park. Or get your neighbours to have, like... Because where I grew up, there'd be like bad parts of town and there'd be like 9 cars just in on the front yard, just like some are old and shit, burnt out. Just have the neighbours like heaps of cars, trucks, and just like people with no shirts on yelling. And you'd be like
these ones are because those are the best ones, but they're the most difficult to set up because you'd have to the next day.
You just like get actors.
Oh, but you need permission from the people whose property it is.
That is true.
So you've got to go around before it's like, okay, so I've got a star now actor. This guy's going to take his shirt off and he's going to be yelling like he's got an intellectual disability in your backyard and he's going to make it smell like absolute shit and we're going to park shitty cars and we're going to fuck up your lawn. And please.
Well, the pitch, you would have to.
It's going to bring your property down.
You'd have to pitch to them to be like, I'm the best neighbor.
Totally.
Ever. So you want me because who knows who wants this house, and but you like me.
Where you hook up with plan. The survey guy and then you do your due diligence on the other people that are going for the auction.
Yeah.
And you just take photos of them and their lifestyle and you make it look like they're fucking wrong.
Dude, or what about this? This could be easier. You go to the auction.
Yeah.
And you're like,
just pay the most money.
You're like, there was a. Yeah, you pay $200,000 over. Yeah,
just fucking have heaps more money than them. Then you win.
No, you scream that there was a murder in their house.
You scream there was a murder.
Well, you paid the Star Now person to be like.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, you're really implicated in this.
When Britney was murdered here in three years ago.
So you scream.
There's still blood in the floorboards.
Because of past murder.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, you bring.
Bring the murder victim. Bring the body.
So you got to kill someone.
That's not bad at the viewing. You put a dead body at the back.
Your Honor, I was just trying to get a discount. I just killed him. I don't know.
Killed him, put him there. But look, you'll agree, sir, that the real crime here is the high property prices.
Oh, the house prices in Sydney. Come on, Your Honor. You understand.
He's like, I agree. I've been pushed out to the outer suburbs. Case dismissed.
40 minutes of traffic to get here to make this judgment. Couldn't agree more.
But I'm glad I did because there's a real problem.
Exactly. I want to kill a few people. But, okay, so you can't kill someone. But what if you get fake blood and then you're in – because this is good. That's another kind of soft thing that can't be proven, really, but that people don't like is like a murder having taken place. Pull up the carpet and just sprinkle some fake blood and then go, oh, my God. And then, people come in and it's as if you've just opened – like you've been looking under the carpet for some reason. You pay someone on Star Now to go, oh my God, because you don't want to be implicated.
No, it can't be traced to you.
Totally.
You almost need another person to book them.
Totally. So you meet on Gumtree, you put an ad being like, serious business, I want to meet in person to discuss $200. And then someone comes just like, what's the serious business? And you're like, okay, so I want you to go on Star Now.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
It's good. They'll never track you down. And also, if you not showing your face would help. At the meeting with the person who then has to track down.
In a mask.
Yeah, you're in a mask. You're in the Squid Game mask.
I feel like we've got to up that to 500.
Dude, well, you need to do it on Halloween, 31st of October. Meet the person.
Going up to kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And be like, can I talk to your dad for a second?
You want to make some money, mate?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to need you to kill a bloke. It's a property process. It's a property process.
He's on board as well. It's like, yeah, mate, we've got a problem in this guy.
Can I go in with you? Can I live in the granny flat? Please. I had a similar one, but this would be for an area. So now, no longer at an auction, but the way to bring down property prices in an area, which would be relatively easy, I reckon, is print out a bunch of flyers and print out some signs and put them, basically go out at night and distribute all these leaflets and put signs up in like parks and stuff. And like, let's say it was like Marrickville, for example, a sought after kind of cool suburb in Sydney, being like, we need to finally get the pedophiles out of Marrickville. For too long, we have stood by with this pedophile problem in Marrickville, and enough is enough. The Marrickville community are coming together finally to demand that Marrickville's pedophiles get out.
Also, pay a bunch of money in SEO search terms so that when you type Marrickville in, pedophile comes
totally.
Up.
Totally. Well, I think, you need to start an organization. Sydney. Start a Facebook group. Do lots of marketing. Obviously, like, anonymize it all so you're not behind it. And then hopefully the discourse just takes off.
I think it would. People hate pedophiles.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a bit about this, I think, but it's like...
Oh, no. No. I think so.
What about how people hate pedophiles?
Oh, yeah, kind of, yes. Yes, they're very despised.
But they are so despised. You could do so much with the... If you're just like, there's a pedophile down the road, you just say, actually, at the auction, just be like, by the way, the neighbours are pedophiles.
But then this is the thing. I feel like at the auction, it is a bit... So we're really getting into this now, but I do feel like at the auction, you're already committed a little bit. You've come in with a number that you're probably going to bid. I've never been at an auction, but like if there's some last minute thing, I don't know if it's going to be enough to stop people from bidding. But if there's just a general vibe and it becomes famous that Marrickville has a pedophile problem, then you will just, you know, when you're on realestate.com or something, you can look around, you'll be like, oh, Marrickville.
That's a pedophile.
Yeah, young families will definitely not go there, you know.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, as opposed to focusing on the auction. But then I suppose the good thing, the good kind of flow-on effect of that is that there probably are, as far as I'm aware, there's no pedophile problem in Marrickville.
There's no pedophiles in Australia.
That's right.
Mm.
That's the company line.
Yeah.
So if anyone from overseas...
If you want to come here, Australia's getting a bad rap overseas at the moment. The borders are open and there's no pedophiles. So bring the kids.
That's our tourism, man.
Well, dude,
where the bloody hell are you? You're somewhere where there's pedophiles. 0% pedophiles in Australia.
Well, apparently they are putting money in because Australia does have a bad rap. They're like the Australian tourism is about to start launching huge campaigns around the world to try to bring people back in.
And you are suggesting they go with the 0% pedophile approach.
Cannot hurt.
It's one of those things where it's like, I think maybe I was telling you this. I listened to a podcast where they were saying people remember information even if it's invalidated.
Oh, yes. Afterwards. Yes, yes, yes.
So they did some experiment where they told people that, interestingly, whiteboards are actually made out of a substance that's more valuable than gold. Isn't that fascinating?
It is
and fascinating. And then an hour later, they said to everyone in the lecture, oh, that thing about the whiteboards being made out of something more valuable than gold, that was completely fake. That's not true at all. Whiteboards are made out of a very cheap substance that you'd expect. And then a week later, they asked them about whiteboards. And like, I think more than 50% of the people in the lecture theatre were like, oh, did you know that they're made out of a substance more expensive than gold?
I would do this completely. But yeah, mine would be like, there's something to do with gold. It's like, there's gold tinting on something.
Which is the problem with the 0% pedophile
idea. You think it would go the other way.
I think people would be like, a year later, they'll be like, should we go to Australia for a holiday? Oh, there was something about them with pedophiles.
It's not worth it.
Honey, was the thing that there's like a surprisingly low amount of pedophiles there or a surprisingly high amount of pedophiles? They'd be like,
not worth the risk at all.
It's pedophile adjacent, frankly. There's already the criminal kind of thing.
Well, it would work for... Do you know what? I was in Byron Bay all this week and...
pedophile capital of the country?
Oh, yeah. I reckon there would be a bunch up there probably.
Statistically,
or like rich ones that have escaped. But speaking,
Hollywood elite. Never.
Well, now we're talking about... Yeah, that's the new Epstein's Island. Fuck, dude, actually... that would explain why they're all going there. Because it's not that good. As far as
yeah, I reckon, weather's good.
Weather's good, beaches are good. But it's like, there are so many good spots in Australia.
Yeah.
It's like, why that one in particular? Yeah. Maybe they've got a Mad Mex. What's it called?
They've the Mexican. Got a Mad
like, it's
Mex.
A small town you and it's got
Matt
like.
Damon's moving across the planet because it's got a Mad Mex.
Dude, maybe. You could probably get Uber Eats there, is my point.
Yeah.
You'd be in the hinterland and you could still get Uber Eats delivered.
Okay, as so opposed to if you're like in, a smaller. Yeah,
if you're
place
in Lenox Head, even, for example.
God, you clawed that one back.
Yeah,
that
not was bad. But it could be because.
Almost all time stupidest things you've ever said.
No, and then dude. It came it's being pretty good. I was
pretty insightful.
I thought it was a great point.
Yeah.
But maybe. Maybe that's why they're all going there. Because my point is, it's not as, like, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. Beautiful part of the country. But it's not any more beautiful than so many other parts of the Australian coastline. It's like, why are they all chosen to go there?
Okay. So this is a classic South Coast jealousy.
Not even South Coast. I mean, I agree it's nice. Anyway, my point is, those real estate agents in Byron Bay are the luckiest people in the world.
Loving it.
They're like the dumbest. They're just like coasty real estate agents that would have been there for like 25 years. I was reading in the last 2 years, property prices have gone up 220% in the last 3 years or something.
Last 3 years.
Yeah.
And they get like 3% or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they would just go, oh, there's the door. There's
and they don't do shit.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They chuck it up online. They shake some hands. They put out the Minties and then they just take the offers.
I don't reckon they need to do Minties. Yeah,
the Minties are probably.
But they're not in Byron Bay. They're just like, everything would sell. They'd be so lucky.
It really makes you want to learn how to do it, bring some of that kind of big city mindset and then head up into some of these coastal regions and fucking take over, you know?
Man, it would be good. There's money to be made up there.
Hell yeah. Let's become real estate agent guys.
Dude, it was so sick because it's like the land that COVID forgot up there. Like everyone's just walking around, no masks. It took no me, masks. I reckon, like an hour and I was converted. I was like with I was just like, yeah, we got it. This vaccine's not tested. Like I was with them in a second.
Was there chat about that? Like
there was, I chatted to one woman.
A lot of places alone, weren't you?
Because I had so much alone time. Because my girlfriend would go to sleep at 2 p.m. She was working nights.
Yes.
She's in the mines, fly out. But
she's in the Byron Bay mine.
Yeah, she's in the mine in Byron Bay. That's a Mad Mex. Yeah. They're grilling all night for Matt Damon in the morning.
They are going mad. They're no, digging.
So I would go into, I spoke to one girl, she's like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. It's bullshit, hey, the vaccination. And I was like, I'm like, yeah, it's dodgy stuff. Hey, you know, you just got to do it. But other people then would walk in and I could tell they just got there from Sydney.
Yes.
And they got their masks on. And I was just like, fucking, come on, guys, we don't do that. Like, so I was like,
after a day, you're looking down at the city.
Yeah, I was just like, it's crazy how they act down there.
It is hard because I think you do take cues from other people in society, obviously, particularly around mask wearing. In Sydney, when it was kind of, you know, you were wearing them, then people weren't, then we were. Like, you're taking cues from people. I'd be like you. If no one's wearing it, it's like they're off.
Totally.
It is the place in the country where you should wear it the most, really.
Because yeah, absolutely.
Vaccination rates are... What are they, do you know?
I think they're at about... I think they're still like 75%.
Oh, that's fine.
Like, I think most
of... They're fucking anti-vaxxer, like...
They're good. Their PR's sick. Like, they get the word out unbelievably.
Like, it's been way too much in the news for the percentage of people that it is. Like, it's fake.
I saw this...
Forget about COVID being fake. Anti-vaxxers are fake. There's only like five people. They're all on Instagram Live and they're going on crazy rants. Everyone's liking. But not because they agree, just because it's fucking hilarious.
I reckon most of them got vaccinated.
Well, that's the thing.
And they're like... But I mean, they're probably still spreading. They're shouting louder because they don't want the attention to come to them from their other anti-vax mates.
Totally.
When they hear that, they
plus there's just numbers in it. Like you just you do numbers if you do a post that's anti-vax. I think.
Yeah, but they're not good.
What? They're not well crafted.
Dude, I saw the sickest video on YouTube today of this woman. She's like doing an SOS to like countries to come and save Australia because of like lockdowns and stuff. She's like, we're living under the rule, and it's like there's like two politicians. George Christensen and Craig Kelly that are like speaking in the video, but it's just like sound bites being like, it's a government. It's a, you know, we're bringing us down. It's a socialist dictatorship, all this crazy stuff. Mm. And she's like, it's produced so well. It's like the video's zooming in and she's like, help us. This is a call to arms. Like, we need your help. We're begging you in Australia.
Talk about boy who cried wolf. What if we are in trouble? But Indonesia invades in 5 years and America's like, lol, we got tricked last time. We're not coming. It's like, fucking hell. The first one was a gag. This is some Byron hippies making fun of us.
Dude, yeah, we're like, we actually do need to. Like, we're not doing that again. We got like, down there and you guys are just chilling out.
Deep fake.
What's the lockdowns are over as well. It's like she posted this. It got sent to me like yesterday. And I'm like, what are you doing? We're out and about now. You can fly in and out.
Everyone's just trying to go viral. It's pathetic.
I think so. But it's also funny because she was like pleading to like the UK and Australia, who have just signed like one of the biggest ever like kind of like tri-nations like deal, like shoring up.
Yeah, getting
the submarines. They're chatting to the – like it's like the – so is she like – pleading to China to come and help? Like, who also, does she want?
Thinks that she's opening lines of communication about the fence between Australia and their oldest ally, the UK. They're already talking.
They're talking.
They've actually got a probably secure telephone lines where they discuss these kinds of things. And they have more intel than your fucking Insta Live.
It is great. I liked it. I was like, I gave it a like.
What's the thing? It's funny.
Because it was like, it could.
Likes, it's like what people have in their bios. Like, likes aren't necessarily endorsements. Likes aren't, you know, an implication of an endorsement from my employer. Likes are just like, lol, this is hilarious. And then the people receiving the likes, we've all done a post and then you start getting some likes.
They mean like, oh my God, they love it. Yeah.
They mean so much that to the people posting the anti-vax content. They must be like, everyone agrees. No, they think you're fucking crazy.
When someone you respect likes a post on Insta, you were like, all of a sudden it's like, I'm on the right track in life. It's like I felt like I've been floating around, bumping from things, but now I realize
you're on a raft in the middle of the ocean and then you just got on a fucking cruise ship and I'm the captain.
Just because one person liked
from zero to hero. You should be able to like the like, you know what I mean? It's like you can do that when people react to stories. Yeah, that.
I do that all the time.
You should be able to like react to that with more emojis.
There needs to be an emoji saying that I appreciate it and I feel seen.
And it's changed my fucking life. And I
was going to kill myself yesterday, exactly. But you've saved me from
suicide.
You
don't understand how much this means to me. Oh, my God. But no, you'd want to play it cool. You'd be like, there needs to be one for that as well. Like, yeah.
I wonder how far emojis will go, like, if we will need, like, if they will just replace the language that we currently use, English. Like, could you can do a lot with emojis now. And it's like, I mean, if they start doing more that mean more things, like if you do have one that says I feel seen, before you know it, we've got a new kind of language.
Can I actually ask you a question?
I would love to hear this question.
This is an emoji-related question. This is based on a post and maybe even a TikTok that I did, but it's a real thing that happened to me.
How are you going on TikTok, brother? Are you still killing it?
Oh, look, it's all right. I've kind of run out of ideas, you know. There's only so many TikToks you can fucking... But no, I'm trying to put stuff up. It's all good.
Dude, I've got
it's not a burden at all.
Dude, that is totally... It must be a burden to be like, how do you get... You need another hit. Remember that day we saw Okan do stand-up and he was like, I need a hit on stage. I need a hit. I think about that all the time, but that's you now.
Don't say it to everyone. Not during the hit. You're getting the hit now. Don't explain the hit. You're like talking to the heroin. I love you. I want you to make me fit. Just put it in your arm, mate. Don't explain it. I feel like there is an obligation to continue. I think a lot of the big people, now. they do it like multiple times a day, just little things.
What the fuck are they doing though?
Often I think they're replying to comments.
But that's so funny because it's like, what are they? Not that a lot of TikTok is this artistic output.
No.
But there is some.
So often they're just talking. It's like they're just like.
And the need just to be there outweighs any kind of.
But I think it can be quite casual. If someone says a comment, you just have a little, like, fuck you.
Yeah,
back.
Totally.
Bit of fun. I should do that more, maybe. I don't know. It's all fucking new to me.
Are you getting messages being like, where's the next graph?
No.
Okay.
No one's begging for more. It's just like you feel like you should be.
If you're on, okay.
No one's.
I thought there were diehard Cashman TikTokers out there.
Literally no one has ever messaged me being more. No.
I guess because it's such an impersonal platform.
It just comes up. It comes up. You're like, oh, yeah, good on you. But like no one's like, I'm never on the people I follow on there. I'm flicking through. I'm like, oh, I haven't heard from X in a while. When they come up, they're too like, oh, this bloke. Yeah. But anyway, I posted something on there. Basically, I was on chess.com playing chess. I don't know if you saw this about a week ago. And I was playing this guy over and over again. Just a random guy that you play like a 10-minute game, like a fast game against. And we were chatting a bit in the chat. He was from Australia as well, so same time zone. And we just happen sometimes. It doesn't happen too much. Played like four games with him. So it's like we're spending like an hour together, you know?
Yeah.
And then he goes... We're playing like this fifth game and he goes, my family member just passed away while playing. Might resign, bro. Good games. It's like, might resign.
Who was winning the game?
Me.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Convenient timing.
Yes.
Very convenient
totally.
Timing.
Totally. I'm like, what? Is that what you say when someone... I'm like, who? Because I'm like...
That's crazy to write who.
Could no, kind of... You know, my family member, who are we talking?
So you're just like, you're already calling...
Yeah, I'm a bit like, yeah, give me more details. But also...
You're like, I was about to checkmate you.
I want... Oh, it was early in the game. I was a bit up, but it was like early in the game. Also, I suppose I'm aware at this point, it's like, this is a bit funny, you know? I want details.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you said sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. Sorry for your loss?
No, but that's what I meant. Because yeah, I was responsible for the death.
Yeah,
he said then my close family. Yeah, what's that mean? Then I did an emoji. That emoji. With the eyes kind of open.
No, that's the wrong emoji,
and
Tom.
So this is what we're going to discuss. I'll just finish what happened. Then I moved. And then it was like his move. And I'm waiting for him to resign because he said, I might resign, bro. Then he's like, last game. Then I'm going to go support my sister. It's like, what the fuck? How addicted to chess do you have to be? I mean, he was almost certainly lying.
So his sister died?
No, support my sister. So it's like...
Maybe his partner.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Child.
Then I'm going to support my sister. I mean, I think he's just tried to get me to resign. And then I ended up losing.
Is it bad for your rating if...
Yeah.
Do you think the emoji... Because to explain that emoji, you did... I think the...
Sorry, maybe you should explain what emoji it is.
It's the emoji with a straight lip and red cheeks.
Straight lip, red cheeks... Open eyes, very open eyes, and kind of high eyebrows.
To me, that's great. What were you going for? Because to me, that's embarrassed, that emoji.
Interesting. Okay.
That's like I've been called out.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a call to arms to this guy. Like I'm calling you out.
Oh, you think?
What did you want it to mean?
Or it's like, I'm embarrassed, like I shouldn't have killed your family member.
But, you know, I had to get, I had to get the price down on this property.
Exactly.
What did you think?
You're
it
Australian,
was?
You get it, mate. I thought it was like, oh my God.
Oh, like this is shocking news.
Shocking, because it's wide eyed, I would describe. It's very little. It's difficult to see the intricacies.
I mean,
they're
tiny. They're absolutely tiny.
Make the emojis bigger.
Dude, I got a whiff of my mum's phone the other day and she's right. Like got the whole thing. I mean, and the emojis
we're talking
are
about
big.
Age and change.
They're
it's
big,
like
dude,
we are.
The emojis. They're like the size of your actual face.
This is what maybe a policy that Mr. Cool could bring in. It's like we need emojis to be at least 1.5 times the size they currently are because I have no fucking clue what I'm sending embarrassed shit when people are dead. Like I'm fucking, it's ruining my life. I know about the sunglasses emoji. That's my mate. That's me basically because I'm wearing sunglasses.
It's crazy you had a crack. I never have a crack at emojis. I only go off what I've seen other people do. Because it is hard to know. A lot of times I find myself Googling.
Yeah.
You know the two eyes.
I've used that one probably to mean like, oh my God, I reckon 500 times in my life.
That one just then?
Yeah. This is huge.
And
revelation
have you had, well, I might be wrong then. I might
no,
be
no,
wrong.
No, other
but
people mentioned it. You're right.
That.
I think you're right. Other people mentioned like, that's crazy to use that emoji. Like,
you're just ruining friendships.
Yeah.
Work situations.
I suppose people maybe think I'm a really embarrassed guy. When really I'm going like, oh my God, embarrassing for you.
Yeah, you're putting it on them.
What were you going to say, sorry?
Oh, I mean, well, you know the emoji with the two eyes?
Two eyes?
So it's just like two eyes.
Oh, looking like to the side. Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant for years.
What does that mean? Like,
seen
that.
I think like, yeah, like being like, oh, Siebes maybe.
Siebes?
Yeah, is that not what like,
no.
What do you think it means then?
It means like seen. Like I've seen it. It's like, ooh, notable.
Oh.
Like, oh, I've seen this. Very like goss almost. Like,
oh,
ooh.
I thought I was kind of using it being like, that's a bit off.
Yeah. I think sometimes it would be used in those circumstances if it was a bit of a gossip, like, oh, interesting. I'm noticing this. See, this is the problem.
Man, this is fucked, actually.
We're actually fucking...
Teaching it in schools? Because they should be. Actually is just as much a part of the language as other parts of reading and writing.
Are they teaching emojis in schools?
They should be, because look at us two idiots here.
No,
being
but the
Lord.
Teachers wouldn't know, you know what I mean? This is something
they're
that
dumber
you've
than
got
us.
To juice.
Yeah.
So I'm going to type it in. What should I type in? Eyes... Eye emoji
I am
meaning.
Eyes emoji meaning. That you can find it online because I find myself doing this quite a lot.
It has many uses. It mostly serves to draw attention to something the user wants to highlight. especially in situations that involve drama and interpersonal tension. Oh, no,
so you were kind of right, yeah.
I think I'm right.
I mean, damn it.
It can also be an emoji representation of shifty eyes or the action of side-eyeing.
That's kind of what I thought.
Like you're being judgmental.
Yeah, it's like
being like, I think it can be both.
This is good stuff.
And then I'm going to do the other one. Embarrassed emoji?
Embarrassed emoji, yeah. See if your one comes up. Imagine if your one is actually like you should resign from the chess game. That's what it means.
Flushed face emoji. Yeah, it means a very specific chess meaning. It's typically used to show that something or someone produces embarrassment. It's the same thing as saying, this is making me blush.
Dude, it was so insulting what you did.
But then this one that it has here, this is the other trouble. Samsung have a different suite to Messenger, which has a different one to Apple. Like that. Samsung actually vary quite a lot.
Like the Gmail ones suck. I'm always throwing those
They're
in.
Embarrassing. Like, They're too extreme. It's like some of them are quite subtle and it's like a bit cool to use. But then some of them are like, oh my God, I'm not that embarrassed. I'm not that angry.
Maybe this is another job for Minister Cool to sort out. Unify the emoji system and let's just go with one.
I mean, what was Esperanto? Are you familiar with this? This was someone's attempt to create an international language.
What? I haven't heard this, but I like this.
So basically there's a language called Esperanto and it is like a completely created language. And I think it's relatively easy to learn. Like it makes a lot of sense. Most languages have developed over thousands of years or hundreds of years, kind of naturally, right?
Yes.
But it's... And it's got a combination, I think, of lots of different languages. But it's like, I mean, who would want to learn a fucking fake new language? Yeah, well, it didn't catch on.
If there's no point to the language, why would you learn
it? Well, the idea would be that it was going to be like the world language, I think.
Who pitched this idea?
No idea.
This is like the daylight savings guy we were talking about. It's like, like one
guy. But it's a failed one, I think.
Yeah.
It's like too difficult.
But it's as crazy, really.
Totally. Oh, it's like extremely ambitious. But I suppose emojis could be that. I mean, like a... An international system, everyone agreeing on an international system, I think would be fantastic.
Well, it's like, do they have different emojis in different countries?
Well, they introduced the races on them.
I like the races.
Which is a new one. You like the racial division.
It excites me. Mm. But it's like I'm a white guy.
I mean, this is what I was going to say.
And I'm still yellow, though.
You're still yellow. You still use yellow.
Yeah.
All the brown people I know, well, not all, but... Most of them use a brown thumbs up or like a brown fist bump or whatever in their emojis. All the white people I know, never once have I seen someone use a white one.
Well, I got in trouble once because I made like an emoji. I was using a brown one.
That's not okay.
And someone was like, that's
emoji face.
That's black face. Yeah. Black emoji face.
Totally. I mean, that's
not on.
It's not. But then the yellow one is like, getting close to me.
Well, I mean, that's up for discussion, the yellow one.
Yeah. I suppose it's, I mean, yellow is used as a kind of like a casual way to refer to Asian people, I suppose. But
in a derogatory way or not?
Oh, it's a bit flippant. I think some people would be offended by it.
Dispense of context.
But, I mean, I don't know. Growing up, you did hear a lot of Asian people using it, so it's a bit a bit of fun in my mind, but like not, I wouldn't say it.
Dude,
point is, they're not actually yellow.
No, they're not yellow.
So it's like the emojis don't actually look like anybody.
But then what, if you were, it depends what kind of, I guess, actually it just depends what color your skin, it's actually not hard. It's like what color is your skin? Just change it to the emoji.
Exactly.
Because
Asian people. Unless you're white and you're ashamed and you don't want to be like.
You get to be yellow.
Something, yes. Yeah,
your white just has to be a weird color.
Race isn't actually a factor in my life. Like it doesn't really play in. I'm just using the default one. Everyone else like, no, race actually is meaningful.
Dude, last night I was trying this bit in stand-up about the basic premise of the bit is like that white people, if you're like a white person, you shouldn't try to speak Chinese unless you're like completely fluent in it because it just kind of sounds racist.
Yes.
Like you just like sound like you're making Chinese noises.
Mm.
And then it kind of goes into like also the word for like the in-between word when you pause, like is the N-word.
Yes.
It's like why would you risk offending two groups of people like in one go, like just learn Spanish or whatever.
Totally.
It's
holding them back from the international community. That's why Esperanto was invented.
Yeah, dude, actually, that is why. It kind of does make sense. Yeah. But the premise of the bit that it's like, you shouldn't do it, whatever. The bit goes pretty well, whatever. Like, anyway, and then this guy messages me.
And you say the N-word, innit?
I do. I say it a lot. Yeah. I say it like probably 20 times.
And you think it's fine.
I've always because said it. Not, I've championed the bit.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not my culture. Do you know what I mean? So it's
totally.
Like,
I'm Australian.
I'm Australian, and we have no pedophiles here, but we say the N-word heaps. So put that on the tourism campaign.
And because I didn't do history at school. I don't know what.
If I didn't learn it, it doesn't exist.
Exactly.
I don't say the bit, Tom. Okay. But I say N-word. I say the N-word.
Yeah.
Like Voldemort or the he who must not be named in the same way.
Was Voldemort black?
Yeah, have you not seen his emoji? Just his fucked head, black with the thumbs up.
Harry. At the end, he's very embarrassed. He's wide-eyed.
He's got the rosy cheeks.
No nose.
And anyway, this guy messaged me and he's like, as a white guy that speaks Mandarin,
yes,
you're incorrect with your use of the N-word, and it's not, people have to start somewhere on the message, in the language. Like he was then
oh
like,
my God, he's
he
defending his own.
He also said the N-word isn't the in-between word. It means they, them or something.
Yeah, they
actually,
them.
I don't think it's they, them, but it's funny if it's they, them. So then
non-binary
have write,
reference.
They have to write the N-word next to their Twitter profile.
In their bio, in their email signature. I'm non-binary, so I'm actually called, well, I won't say it because I'm seriously trying to be quite progressive, and that's the least progressive thing you could say. And I'm in China, and it's good to be here, but I don't also want to offend me. I might go home, actually.
I need to go have a sleep.
I'm overwhelmed.
I'm sweating. I actually look like that emoji right now. My cheeks are very red.
That's too much for one person to handle.
No, but he was like, it means more. But he did start it.
Yeah, but it comes up a lot.
But it's so funny. He started with like, as a white guy that speaks
Mandarin. Interesting.
And I was like, yeah, dude, it's just a joke.
Well, I do feel like back in the day, like stand-up comedy that I enjoyed as like a teen that was very kind of, I suppose, racial. Like Russell Peters is a big one.
Oh, yeah. He's like quite racist, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, but in a fun way because he's a brown guy and he can just shit on everyone. Like, that was the... Totally. I mean, some of it wouldn't fly now, but I don't know. Went to a multicultural school where lots of different people loved it. It was like bringing people together, like
totally.
Sharing his jokes.
Yeah, totally.
I think it was quite nice, even though, yeah, it's racist.
Yeah, but also, but, like, it wasn't... Not that it's like...
You heard people in the crowd, like, where are my Koreans at? And he'd be like...
Yeah, people do feel seen. They like to be included.
Totally.
Yeah. I remember seeing Tom Gleason... be so mean to this woman in a wheelchair at a show because he was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like her friend was like, my friend's explaining to me because I can't see because I'm down in a wheelchair or whatever. And then he was like, oh, well, I thought that your fucking ears would be, or whatever he said to her. But then afterwards they were chatting and she was like, it was so good to be.
Yeah.
Normally people would just move on.
Well, that is the trouble, I think, sometimes that people feel like condescended to or something.
Yeah.
Like being treated differently. Obviously, racism is not good anyway. But my point is that like back in the day, like those days, but particularly in that style of humor, people would make jokes about like big groups of people. And that was like a style, like kind of racial comedy, race comedy. But now, as you kind of alluded to, it's not as in vogue. People don't like generalization so much.
Mm.
It kind of makes people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's offensive. Fair enough. Yeah. People have kind of pulled back on it. As a result, comedians like yourself have had to get much more specific with their observations.
And I like how you've taken yourself out of that. You're like comedians like yourself pointing at me. Like you're not part of this at all.
No, but like that bit is like an observation, a similar kind of bit.
Yes.
But it's about a much more specific type of person.
Yes.
A white person who speaks Mandarin.
Badly. It's like, who's trying to learn to speak
at the beginning.
Mandarin.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So like much more specific. So, but now it like hurts more if that does apply to you. Because there's one bloke instead. Before I was like, where are the Koreans at? Yeah. And all the Koreans like in this big theater, like, woo, there's like 200 of them. And then he's like, Koreans are always doing this. And they're all like looking at each other like, yeah, that's us. Now it's like, if you're fucking a noob at Mandarin and you're white, and there's just one bloke by himself like, woo.
It's like, where's the one guy with the deepest insecurity? Yeah, you, let's talk about that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, whatever. But it's is interesting.
Was he offended?
No. I think he was just trying to give me the heads up. But it was funny that he felt the need to be like, I'm a white guy. Also, he said it when I did the bit. I'm like, it's the N-word.
Mm.
I heard him say it in the crowd.
I mean, I suppose it is.
He said it to like his girlfriend, I think.
Yes.
And then she was giggling straight away. Oh, and I'd never done this bit before. And I'm like, this isn't going.
I can't do it if this is what happens.
People just start, the entire crowd starts saying the N-word.
No. I mean, that's maybe why people do it. I think I was speaking to someone Chinese, or maybe I wasn't speaking to them. Maybe it was a video, but the information is in my head that I think, yeah, I think this was just a TikTok I saw. Lockdown's been crazy. I feel like I've been just...
Have you just said that heaps when you've been doing stand-up?
What?
Lockdown's crazy.
Yeah.
Lockdown was crazy.
It was crazy.
It is actually like this next month, it's so easy to link any bit together. Like when you lost, you just go, man, yeah, in the lockdown. Lockdown
this
was
crazy.
This is
what I was doing. Yeah. I was in France. Oh, fuck. But I think, yeah, when people learn Chinese, because obviously with any language, getting the accent right is important.
Yes.
And that's not offensive or anything. It's like you just need to get the accent right. But I think this person's point was that, yeah, when people, like white people specifically, maybe learn Chinese, they are just too keen to get the accent and they overdo it. Like,
well, dude, that's the point of my bit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, then it's like, oh, man, like we all know, yes, it's in that direction, yeah, but fucking bring it back some, like 50%.
But that's also...
It is just actually...
It's offensive. Like you get to do it.
Big grin. They're loving
you're
it.
Like, it's like, oh, come on. I've got a free pass to do the accent.
Come on, mate.
Because that is a big thing now. People love to be like, well, why can I do a Jamaican accent and I can't do a Chinese accent?
I don't think you can do a Jamaican accent either to this hypothetical person. I think that one.
I get them all. I'm like, why can you do an Indian accent? But you can't do it. It's like, still
no,
can't do
you
that
can't
one.
Do either of those, mate. Can't do either of those.
There's got, wait, what?
What can you do? Italian?
You can do it, definitely. You can do Italian.
Even that, man, I reckon, like, Italian people would be a bit annoyed by it. I suppose they just don't have, like,
the
political organization.
I get annoyed when, because I listen to a lot of American podcasts.
Right.
And regularly, especially at the moment, a bunch of them do, like, Australian accents talking about COVID. And I'm, it does feel like the reference point is always the Simpsons episode with the Prime Minister in the dam or whatever.
God.
And it does feel a bit like that. So maybe no matter where you are from.
Like prejudiced?
No. I'm
discriminated
just like,
against?
I'm like, that's not a very good indication of.
Do you feel a bit?
Maybe I do feel offended.
I think you feel a bit kind of like, oh, I don't want to be reduced to this generalization. I'm more than the Simpsons episode. Like, what a rich culture we have. I've lived my whole life here.
I don't think that much.
In this country.
I don't think that at all.
Millions of people coexisting.
I don't think with millions our rich of people, culture.
How many relationships is that?
How many
billions
pedophiles?
Of relationships? Zero pedophiles. Not even one pedophile. And you make fun of us. 2% pedophilia in your famously some of your richest people in America do it.
And I feel offended. I've never thought about it. It doesn't feel like an offended feeling, but it's a feeling of annoyance.
I think Australians, if I could generalize here,
I would love you to.
Based on basically my feelings.
Yeah.
I feel but two things at once. I feel a bit offended and a bit like, oh, fuck off. Like, we're more complicated than that. Don't treat us like we're some little buttfuck nowhere place. We're like a complicated society and, you know, a lot goes on here.
You don't even know what goes bloody. Have you seen Australian rules football? Unique to us? Some of the biggest crowds in the world.
Wouldn't lead with that.
That's my big pitch. It's like the little fellas and the big fellas compete at once.
Not wearing helmets and they look fucking ridiculous if you don't understand the rules. But I feel like you're a bit flattered as well. So you're a bit offended.
You feel flattered?
Oh, it's good to be in people's heads, you know. Even getting a mention is a bit fun on the world stage. The Americans, 350 million people,
I think, I think you're right. Because I often feel embarrassed that I'm from this country, not because of like our output or the way we treat people, which is I feel like a lot of people say I'm embarrassed to be Australian. I'm more like because I want to be a big player. I don't want them to dismiss us.
Yeah, no, totally.
And I think at its core, I want to be cool.
Exactly. And you want to be on the world stage and you want to be part of the, basically the entertainment product. A lot of the shows that we consumed growing up were American and we kind of feel part of the action. We get it. We get their references. We get like the vibe and like throw us in there. We'd be just as good as them. Oh my God.
Yeah.
And you want to think that they're thinking about that they're us not, in that kind of equal way, but like, my Lord, they're not.
That is like whenever I'm overseas, when I'm like, I'm Australian and then they say something they know about Australia, I get a real kick out of that.
Even if it is like the Simpsons episode or something like
patronizing. A lot of the times, I remember once in London.
Convicts.
You play convicts.
Oh, we sent our prisoners over there.
No.
You're enjoying that.
Once at a cab driver in London, he was like, firstly, he thought I was from New Zealand and I was like Australian. And he went, oh, like he liked New Zealanders better, which
that's
I didn't
something
like.
That's happened in the last 5 years, I reckon. Yeah. I think Kiwis always had a bit better of a reputation than Australians, obviously. I think Australians have a bit of a reputation for like being a bit loutish when they're overseas or whatever.
Yeah.
Bit of fun though, like maybe a bit racist as well. But like ultimately still a net positive, better than Americans.
Yeah.
And we were, and Kiwis were a bit above us. But now because of Jacinda Ardern, people are fucking obsessed. I feel like they've skyrocketed yeah. and we've
it's like the place
plateaued slash a bit down. No good.
Yeah. Even the quality of life in Australia, according to all ratings, is much better.
Is that right?
Than New Zealand.
Based on?
I think
surveys.
Surveys and the pedophile numbers, the clear pedophile numbers. No. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then he goes, I'm in the cab. That's where the story is. I'm in the cab.
Thought you were Kiwi.
And the guy, and I was like, no, I'm Australian. And then he was like, he didn't say anything. And then he said to me, he goes, how big are the backyards in Australia?
Love this.
And I was like, they're pretty big.
Oh,
dude.
Mate.
I was like, you got no idea. You I was like,
fucking believe
I pretty much told him that everyone lives on 5 acres. And I loved it because I was like, yeah, he does. He's impressed by
if
what
you
we've
like
got.
Land. Whoa.
We got a bit, mate. We got a bit. You know what you've got? Think that by times 50, probably. I don't know what the how many UKs you
if
can
you like
fit.
A run around. You're going to be what?
You like
on
driving a long way, not seeing much?
Uh-huh.
Come over here.
Oh, there's fuck all on it. But if you just like the fact that there's land.
We got land. We got backyards, mate.
That's a good. That's good because that's a new one.
Is
and
it?
And you're not being. Oh, it's a bit of like, it's a bit novel of a compliment as opposed to like the convict one or whatever.
Convict one,
you know,
don't
the
like.
One that got me. James Smith.
Comedian James
Sydney
Smith.
Guy, yeah, comedian guy. He went over and lived in New York.
In a John Mayer film clip. Did you know that? Yeah.
he had a weird life, that guy.
For a time, he told me he was like best friends with John Mayer for a while. And or they lived in the same building in New York or something. And in
what were his pants doing when he was telling you this?
He was jerking off, yeah.
They weren't on fire?
No. But he's in the film clip. Okay. Hugging John Mayer. They're like a boy's night out.
That's a classic, like, if you were an extra in a film clip and then you'd use that as evidence to say you're best mates.
Okay, I hate to go further with this, but then John Mayer was doing a tour in Australia. I just saw it on a morning show. He was sitting with John. In the same way when Chris Rock came out, he was like hanging.
Yes. Well, I believe. He's a comedian. They knew each other.
No, I'm just saying. I think he's friends to the rich and famous.
I suppose John Mayer did do comedy, didn't he? Or he thinks he's funny a bit.
Dude, that's right. He got done saying the N-word on stage trying to do stand-up.
Oh, my God. Is John Mayer Chinese? Is John Mayer Chinese? I had no clue.
Now, that's a racist accent.
No, it's not. I'm allowed to do this one. Is he Chinese?
Just dumb Cockney.
Yeah.
Is John Mayer Chinese? I never fucking seen that,
oh,
mate.
My days. I had no bloody
what word
clue.
He said the N-word. John Mayer. Get fucking out of here.
What? Nonce?
He's a nonce, that bloke.
That's the N-word over here. No nonces over in Australia, though, apparently.
No, he was... Oh, yeah, he got done saying that. Had to do a big apology. Like, right. Kramer-style stuff.
In what context did he say?
I think he was...
Not Kramer-style. Kramer said it, and in an intense way. You know what I mean? They're saying it, and then they're saying it. Kramer said it.
Oh, Kramer really said it. Imagine Kramer. If Kramer came now and Kramer's like, I was speaking Chinese, guys. This is a huge misunderstanding.
Exactly. I was on Duolingo. I was learning.
I was
confused.
Just practicing.
And you know it gets frustrating when you're learning a new language.
It's hard. You've got to pronounce the words over and over again.
That's why I was like practicing in the middle of the rage that I was having at the Duolingo app, which $99 for an annual subscription.
Yeah, no, I was on stage, but I was like, there's no better time to learn than the present.
Trying to expand my career, go international, and I got smaller. No good at all.
But
what context did you do it?
I think he was referring to his backup singers or something. I think it was he was on stage. I might be completely wrong here.
So in a music gig.
It's a music gig, but he had been doing stand-up at the time.
Yeah, okay.
He
was trying to be edgy.
He was doing the Comedy Cellar just because I think he's John Mayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't think he got past.
You think
there
was nepotism involved in booking at John Mayer to do comedy? Yeah. I'd say
and then
so.
I think he got too big for his. I think as well, because it's like, you know, when you go see a musician and they just kill in between songs.
Oh my God. It's
like so frustrating.
I remember being like 20, just started comedy and going to see Whitley.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
if you remember Whitley.
Singer-songwriter, yeah.
Lost in Time.
Yeah, sultry guy.
Sultry. Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Singer-songwriter, lovely He was very cranky as a
show.
Yeah, I suppose kind of like a. He was whinging about how people weren't listening. I remember him ranting. He went on a little rant about, like, I went to France to perform and they respect the arts over in France. It was like, fuck off. I'm a fan of yours, but this sucks.
Oh, God.
Whinging about how we're not as good as France. But, yeah, towards the beginning, he was doing bits in between, getting some laughs.
Yeah.
And I just remember thinking, this is fucking ridiculous. It's like, this wouldn't, like, get laughs at all.
A comedy club, mate.
A comedy club.
When they're ready for it.
This guy doesn't understand.
You don't get what it's like.
And he probably thinks he's fucking a comedian. I'm a comedian.
You storm the stage.
I wish, exactly. Hello, you don't know me, but I actually...
I'm going to show you how to do it, this fucking idiot. Go back to France, mate. That would kill. Yeah. Straight away, they love you.
Yeah. Oh, what a dream. But point is, I think now it wouldn't piss me off as much, but I get what you mean. They do try and chuck some banter in there. And I feel like when you speak to people... about how a gig was. Often they will refer to the banter. It's like they got to know the artist a bit. They do want it.
It helps the tapestry of the whole night. You know, it feels like a live moment that can't be replicated.
Exactly. Even though it's gear.
Of course
it's gear. They do every time.
Ever like, oh, that's Steve on the drums.
Mm-hmm.
He's always waking up late on the tour. We're going to be like, wait.
You thinking the Wiggles? You're thinking Wake Up Jab.
Sorry, I'm thinking that. I saw the Wiggles.
Yeah, the last gig I saw was the Wiggles, yeah.
I've only ever seen the Wiggles.
You know when you see a band and like they're doing gags about like fruit salad and they're like, you know, pointy fingers.
You know like a band, like they all wear skivvies and there's all different colours and they refer to the colours a lot. And they say there's like, you know, a music gig, there's heaps of kids there.
Exactly. They're always doing bits, so annoying getting laughs. Yeah. Like the crowd's easy, these fucking kids. They're not laughing at anything.
No, dumb kids.
You rush the stage.
It's like, that's the thing I hate about music gigs the most, just all the kids. It's always so young, the kid.
The band, killing, doing fuck all. These songs suck.
It's like,
rudimentary as hell.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
You get up there, you're like, all right, I'll give you some fucking comedy, all right. You guys know, white guys who learn Chinese.
The kids are like, boo. They hate it already. It's more complex. You're simplifying languages down to race and tokenism. It doesn't make sense. It's a bad premise.
You're like, oh, gosh. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, Jeff's a bit sleepy. Killing again. Yes,
thank Christ. The yellow wiggle, the only guy who can use the yellow emojis.
Yeah. He can still do it. That would be cool if the Wiggles got cancelled. I don't know what for, but it would be like, then you'd be like, no one's safe. Anyway, so he gets, I think he made a reference to his backup singers, which may have been black. And I think he might have said the N-word.
Oh, my God.
And I think got booed on stage when it happened. And
that'll
then
do it, yeah.
I think did a bit of a crying apology.
Yeah. He did a crying apology later, not then.
I think the day after.
On stage or on video?
I mean, now you're really... this could have happened 10 years ago. And I read one news.com article about
it. It's just so stressful. You know, the head of Barstool Sports today got accused of sleeping with...
Portnoy?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Just, I'd see him sometimes on TikTok. Like, I can't imagine a bigger fucking douchebag.
He looks lame.
He's just such a...
Although, I do have time for him. And because I've told you when the Call It Daddy podcast saga... happened, he just took over the podcast and started talking about the legality of it himself. Like,
I suppose
all these girls that listen to the podcast, and then he gets
tuning
on
in for like dating tips from like 20 somethings, and he's like, so technically I own the RSS feed, okay? So
that's actually exactly what it was.
They don't understand that the RSS feed is owned by Barstool Sports Pty Limited as per their contract. It's like, okay,
just
mate.
People unsubscribing by the thousand. Biggest podcast in the world.
Totally. What a moron. But point is, he did a video basically refuting the allegations and like kind of denying the things that he was accused of.
Mm.
And he was like, it was like, I think there were a few cuts in it. It went for 10 minutes. There were like three, I think there was a subsequent one, but like there were like three cuts maybe. It just seems like so much pressure. Like the video, you say the N-word, the next day he's got to do a crying apology. Like, before you film it, wouldn't you be like, okay, I'm nervous. Like, okay, I've got to do it. You
turn on exercises.
The... Yeah.
Me.
No, not that. That's what I got canceled for. So sorry. And then you've got it like, would you do even a practice cry? You know what I mean? Like how many takes do you do? When I do those TikToks, often, you know, the first few takes, no good. Third, fourth one, now we're getting
it. You nail it, yeah.
But like... for an apology.
I guess you would have to do a bunch.
Oh, it's stressful, but also it's like it does seem a bit, I don't know.
Yeah. Fake? What did he do, by the way?
Who?
the head Barstool of Barstool. Sports Dave, guy. Is Dave Portnoy, is that his name?
I think Portnoy rings a bell. Couldn't tell you his first name.
I think his first name's Dave. I was guessing his last name.
Dave Portnoy, I reckon. He got accused of... I didn't read the article because it was behind a paywall. I don't care about this guy's sex life.
Why is it not free? Why is media cost money? For the life of me, I cannot work it out.
A guy, like, whatever, I don't care. But he basically, it seems like, sleeps with quite a few, like, 20-year-olds. He's, like, 45, I think.
Yeah.
Which in and of itself is, like, a bit, oof. But then I think, basically one has... I think spoken to this journalist and said that she like was in pain during and didn't enjoy it. And then I think there was another girl who maybe consensual at the time, but was like depressed afterwards, basically. So I think that maybe not necessarily like an assault allegation, but just like he's just sleeping with all these young girls who are like, you know, pretty vulnerable and
it's not a good look. Because he's also like, as much as he's a founder of that company, he's like, a personality, the face of it.
He reviews pizza or something. I watched it. He refuted the specific girls. He was like, that first person, I remember it. And like, you know, she wasn't in pain. Like she wasn't telling me that she wasn't enjoying it. Then he's like, she slept on the couch because we had an argument afterwards about politics or something.
Oh my God. He's like a real Trump guy.
Yeah. So it's like, okay. If she was really pissed afterwards and you got into an argument and then she went over and slept on the couch, she's like, but she loved the sex. It was just afterwards that we had an argument. It's like, well, maybe her mood could have been informed by what just occurred.
Jesus.
But then if you were fucking 18, it's like, imagine sleeping, like, even if you were consenting.
It's all bad stuff.
Big, you know, stars in your eyes. Sleep with a 45-year-old.
But it's like, he should know better. But these rich, crazy, famous rich people are just in their own fucking world. They think it like...
Oh, totally.
He's just a rich guy and he, you know, probably gets attention from a lot of girls because they probably want the next Call Her Daddy podcast. You know what I mean? Like there's...
Oh, totally.
So it's like he is just taking advantage of the situation. Like he's being a grub.
Oh, of course. And you just get... I mean, and that's what you'd fear if you were doing that is an article being like, this guy's a fucking grub.
But it's also like he should not argue like, politics after sex. Like well, that's crazy as well.
It is crazy.
That's the most insane thing I've ever heard.
But then he said, then the
Who's
second
having
one,
sex and being like, we got to tighten these borders, you know, like straight away after.
Someone who has commoditized it to a point where he doesn't feel anything.
Doesn't feel any enjoyment. I'm like thankful
and
after
enjoys
sex.
The, yeah, exactly.
I'm just like, that was incredible. Thank you so much.
The political opinions I've agreed to. Before and after sex to please the other person would blow your mind.
Your ideology is very different pre-sex.
Maybe that's what the
that's cool, what he
Mr.
did.
Cool should do is just oh, he yeah. just whatever girl he's rooting at the time, he supports that politic. So it's like he gets voted in, he's got one politic and everyone likes it, but then he, you know, gets a new partner and he's like changes completely. He's like, I'm cool, I just go with the flow, baby.
I'm Mr. Cool.
I don't care. You invited me in. I'm fucking running sunnies, man. But so then I suppose the second one, he had texts from that second person, second girl being like enthusiastic afterwards and like wanting to hang out again, which was his proof that she wasn't depressed, I suppose, which kind of doesn't prove that, but like it's something. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
You know, but then he was like, and here she's inviting me to go drink at the bar. So she must be at least 21. So all these accusations that it's like they're all young. It's like, it's like 21 still fucking. It's like 1 year older than what you're being accused of, man.
Oh, man, that's so bad. Also, it's like she's probably got a fake ID. Like, that means nothing. Everyone's got a fake ID in America.
And I think it was just telling that he didn't address the... Like, the main accusation in my mind from the headline and the synopsis of these things that I read was just like, yeah, he's just sleeping with all these young girls and it's grub behavior.
Yeah.
And, yeah, there's one person in a he said thing which says, like, she was in pain during. I didn't say in the thing that she was like, stop. Like, I don't know the extent to which that's, like, a rape allegation or it's just, like, he's not taking people's feelings into account. Maybe it is a rape allegation. I don't know. I haven't read it.
I mean, no, you express your opinions on it.
But point is, the main allegation in my mind is just like a pattern of behavior.
Yeah.
And he did a 10 minutes with it, only mentioned that once and was like, she mentioned a bar, so she must be.
Did he review a pizza halfway through it? He's like eating a pizza the whole time, doing the apology, getting the apology sponsored by a pizza place. I mean, I think it's a vibe check with that stuff. Like, and he seems gross. Like Chris D'Elia, all that stuff. It's like, yeah, whatever.
That
it's
is the like, trouble because I feel like you do litigate these things in your head based on whether you like the person. And generally speaking, justice shouldn't depend on whether you like the person or not.
No, I mean, it like, just does. I feel nothing.
It's like if you're annoying, it's like, yeah, you probably fucking don't respect women and treat them awfully and now your name's mud. Good. Fuck.
No, but I felt nothing towards this guy. But then exactly. You hear this and you're like, oh, yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, it is. It. I agree. You can often. I mean, but then this is the difficult thing with some men are lovely to other men, but then they're fucking weirdos to women. So the vibe check doesn't work out sometimes.
That's true. But I mean like vibe check if someone...
But if you're being annoying to even men, my God, what are you doing to women?
You might be a saint. Maybe you're annoying to women and men and no one wants to go near you.
I reckon if you're even being an asshole to men, like...
You think if you're... Wait, so the good bloke test, which a lot of people are like, that doesn't exist. And it definitely doesn't.
No, good bloke test exists for men, I think. If you're in a pub with a bunch of guys and you meet a guy and he's being kind of lovely and like that's a sign that he's nice to men at least.
At least, yeah.
You know, that's something. We can't completely disregard that. But
well, no, can I mean be in kind the of sense creepy of like, you can't use that
to women
as a test for women.
No.
But if he's mean to
men. But if they're mean, my God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's relevant. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think so.
Hey, I'm going to have to, have we spoken enough? Yeah, have we wrapped, are there anything that we've left out? Probably.
No. What do you mean?
As in like, any stories not get finished?
One thing I wanted to say about Marrickville pedophile
idea. Oh, yeah, perfect.
And I think then we started saying that there's no pedophiles in Australia.
Yeah, which is true.
Which is 100% true. But it was just funny to me the idea of, because that's obviously to reduce housing prices.
Yeah.
But there would just statistically be, putting aside our thing that there's none, there would be a few pedophiles in Marrickville.
Already, yeah.
Who would be like, oh my God, they're onto me.
They'd freak out. Holy fuck. So they like, have to, and they move. And then there's no pedophiles in Marrickville.
At the very least, they would move. You know what I mean?
So it's the cheapest and safest suburb to live in.
Exactly. Like other people would move because they think there's lots of pedophiles. And then the few pedophiles that were there would be like, how has this happened? Like I've been laying low for fucking decades.
I live in a fucking warehouse in Marrickville.
I'm not on the lease. Like what? So I thought that'd be an added benefit of that strategy.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. That's good.
And on that note?
Yeah, perfect.
A podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.